For any soon-to-be parent, one moment that is often named as an important milestone is getting a first glimpse at your baby even before it's born. But for many blind and partially sighted parents, baby scans are not exactly accessible. But what if they could be? Now, Nathan Edge will become a dad for the first time later this year, and he recently received a gift that allowed him to see his baby for the first time. It's super exciting. So Nathan's here with me today. Hi, Nathan.
Hiya.
So last year had its challenges, and it's so lovely to see that there have been some really good news out of it. And was it a shock to find out that you're going to be a dad?
Yeah, it was. It was a very big shock, but a wonderful surprise at the same time. You know, like you said, the year for everybody really had been a tough one for obvious reasons. But we'll look back at 2020 now was the year our lives really changed and changed for the good. So it was a shock, but one that's really put a smile on our faces.
So are you nervous?
A little bit. It's one of those where I'm excited at the moment, but I feel like as the day gets closer and as he arrives, I feel like that's when I'll probably get a bit more nervous, because it becomes more real then, that responsibility comes in. And I think any parent finds it nerve-wracking, especially with their first. So no doubt that will come along for me as well. But I think having to do that with no sight at all, it's that extra bit of challenge. But there's a lot of people out there that have been there and done that and shown that it's possible. So I know I'll overcome it. You just got to sort of find ways around things, mainly.
So your partner's name is Emma, and with everything going on, were you able to attend any of the appointments with her?
I was, yes. So I'm very, very thankful for that. The only things I haven't been able to go to are the appointments with the midwife at the GP. So I've not been able to go to those ones, but the actual scans, I'm very grateful to have been able to be alongside her. So I know, throughout 2020 in particular, there has been people who've missed out on that part of the pregnancy journey. So I've been there by her side, which has been really great, because I've been able to sort of listen to what the to what the medical professionals have been saying, finding out the gender and find out its health as the process goes on. So it's been really nice to at least be able to be there.
And did you get to hear the heartbeat as well?
I did on the 16-week scan, I believe it was. I heard the heartbeat for the first time, which was great, because that was my sort of first time of really being able to, experience something, if that makes sense. So obviously at this point, I've not been able to feel the baby kick. I've not been able to see the images from the scans. So all I've had is the feedback from the doctors. But this was the first time I've really been able to sort of connect, I guess, on a different level with our baby. So hearing the heartbeat was a really, really special moment for me.
And this is something you mentioned, the baby scans are not really, you can't see them if you're visually impaired. But in this case, you were able to see them a bit differently thanks to your friend.
I was, yes. It has to be one of the most incredible gifts and lovely gifts I've ever received. Really, really thoughtful. So, and it came out of nowhere. I didn't know this was coming. It was a complete surprise. But after having the 12-week scan, my partner and I, we make YouTube videos, and vlog the journey. And one of my friends had watched that vlog and saw that. I was talking about sort of not being able to see the scan, and it's kind of made me a little bit sad about that, really, even though I knew obviously I wasn't ever able to see it. When everyone else was there, being able to enjoy that image and sort of be a part of it in that aspect, it made me a bit down, and the fact that I couldn't and never would be. But she had the great idea. She's very creative, and she had the great idea to try an embroidery to make a tactile version of the scan. She'd never done embroidery before. She's always wanted to give it a go, but she's never done it, so it took her quite a while to do. So this was a 12-week scan, and I think I got it at around 17 weeks. So it did take her quite a few weeks to do it. But she said she wanted to make it perfect, and perfect she did. She messaged my partner to say, I've managed to do it. Can I, drop it off? And then my partner gave it to me, and I was blown away. It made me really, really emotional to be able to actually see the same as everyone else is seeing, but through the sense of touch. It was really, really amazing.
And it's such a brilliant idea because it's really simple. So it's not like you need a really expensive 3D scanner to get this tactile image. So are you hoping to maybe take it any further?
Yes. So since this, obviously, I shared the news on social media, the amazing gift that I received in it, and it went global. You ended up doing interviews in Canada, USA, and live on TV. It was a real crazy experience. But what I did learn through that, most importantly, was a lot of people, in the visually impaired community, got in touch and said how much they would love something like this. There are currently certain things out there you can get. So if you do go and pay for a 3D scan, you can. There are some companies that are able to do 3D models on that scan, but that is a very expensive way of doing it. So first of all, you have to pay privately for the scan initially, and then you obviously have to go and then get the product made, which is an extra cost on top. So it got me thinking, is there a way we can make this more accessible for more people out there like myself who are future parents to be, or even people that have had children in the past that have still never seen those scans but want to be a part of those? There's no reason why we couldn't go back and do those images as well. So you don't have to have a particularly special scan. You can do it from a regular image, provided it's a relatively clear one. So this is a really good way of doing it and getting a really good quality product out of it. And it can be very cost effective as well. So this is one avenue we are looking into. There is a second way, which is using a 3D printer, which may make the process quicker. But at this point of the process, we don't know what the quality of the final product will be. And obviously that's important, because if we're going to do this, we want to do this where that person on the receiving the tactile scan is really able to build a picture of what the baby looks like. So we're looking at both avenues at the moment, but I'm quite confident that hopefully soon we will have something available where people can get the same amazing gift that I was lucky enough to receive.
So if you were listening to the story and we wanted to get in touch with you, what's the easiest way to do that, Nathan?
At the moment, we haven't actually set up a company just yet. So this will be coming up hopefully in the next few weeks once we've been able to finalize a few more details. So we will, of course, be releasing any details on our YouTube channel. So, if people out there do watch YouTube, if you search for Blind Dad and Family, you should find us, and we'll obviously release anything on there with any updates as time goes through. The alternative, I've been following on Twitter at NathanH94. I'll obviously post any details on there as well.
Fantastic. Nathan Edge, we wish you all the best for this year. I'm sure May can't come soon enough. But in the meantime, thank you for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.